Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Aren't adventurers supposed to have a specific purpose? What are you doing on this quest? Just meeting strangers?
Yep, my purpose is to have no purpose. Though, I sort of find purpose as I go.
My basket! It's missing!
I have tried many means of defense, but none have yet proven successful.
I just wish someone would succeed in getting that darn sword.
I am under attack by this ruffian!
I want to be big and strong and fight evil.
I have hope that if you show up at her door, she might listen.
Want to help me yell at them? With your sword? In a threatening manner?
Sidequesting is a fantasy podcast about avoiding the main plot. It follows Ryan, an adventurer who's willing to help just about anyone out, as long as they're not being asked to deal with that scary wizard everyone keeps talking about. Subscribe today on your favorite podcast app.
Hello and welcome to the Snoop and Sniffy Show. We're so glad to have you with us today. Whether you're a loyal listener and fellow investigator, like our friend Peter, who emailed info@gokidgo.com to let us know that his favorite thing to do is pretend to solve crimes with Sniffy and I, or a brand new listener. Keep practicing, Peter, and thanks for making our day with your letter. It warmed this top-notch dog detective's heart. For those of you who don't know me, I'm Snoop, the lead dog detective here in the town of Pflugerville. I came here all the way from London to help train an up-and-coming pup detective named Sniffy.
That's me. Hi, I'm Sniffy. I'm a dog who likes to sniff things. But also, I'm now a detective, thanks to Snoop's mentoring.
Yes, Sniffy here is now a senior detective, just like me. Well, not quite like me, but pretty close. Together, we solve the mysteries here on Bark Street, righting wrongs, fighting injustices, and sometimes just finding a missing leash or solving a wordy riddle.
We do it all.
Not all, Sniffy. Let's not give out any false promises. I certainly won't be rolling around in mud or missing my morning nap. There are priorities after all, dear lad. It's quite nippy out right now.
I love when the weather changes. Autumn is my favorite season. After summer, of course. Oh, and after spring and winter, too. I love all the seasons.
I do have to say, my dear Sniffy, that there is something particular in the air in the fall. The crispness, the bite, the crunch of a fallen leaf. It's the perfect time to cozy up in a nice blanket and curl myself into a dog bed to take a nap, which is what I'm going to do right now.
It's already time for your morning nap?
Oh, I believe so. Alas, looks like my nap is going to be interrupted by a case. Sleep is for the non-dog detectives of the town. Snoop, world's greatest dog detective at your service.
Hello, Snoop. Caught you before that morning nap, did I?
Sure did.
Hi, Freckles.
Oh, yes. Hi, Sniffy. You're there as well. Good. I'm sorry to interrupt this crisp fall day, but we have something spooky happening right here on Bark Street.
Something spooky? What, like a ghost?
Yes, in fact, just that.
A ghost!
Now, Sniffy, calm down. Ghosts don't exist. Freckles, what are the details of this case?
Residents of Bark Street have started reporting in that one of the swings at the swing set in Pflugerville Park is haunted. Or rather, possessed by a ghost.
A ghostly swing, eh?
Yes. The swing has been found to be swinging all by itself, with no rider.
And the wind?
Nope, no wind is involved. It has been the stillest of days, and yet, the swing swings.
Oh, spooky.
Residents are starting to get worried that something otherworldly is going on. So, I need you two to go investigate this ghostly swing and get to the bottom of it.
You know, I always felt the fall was the perfect time for the spirits of the dead to come back to life. Maybe that's why it gets colder.
This isn't a ghost, Sniffy. We will get to the bottom of this. There's always an explanation.
But what if it is a ghost?
We will deal with that if that happens. Any other details we need to know, Freckles? I guess that's a no. All right, Sniffy. Guess my morning nap will have to wait. To the swing set we go.
Have you ever seen a ghost before, Snope?
I have not. In fact, I do not believe in ghosts. Why, Sniffy? Have you seen a ghost?
Yes! Well, actually, no. I thought it was a ghost, but it was just an aggressive and very woolly sheep on the farm the schlubs drove us through. That sheep was not very nice. And in my defense, it did look like a ghost.
Like I said, ghosts aren't real, Sniffy. No need to fear. Ah, look, the playground. And there's the swing set. Looks like a crowd has gathered.
The swing was moving when I saw it last night.
That was the wind, Wiggles. Stop trying to make ghosts happen. It's not gonna happen.
Don't be in denial, Bean. That swing is haunted.
If that ghost wants to swing this swing again, I'm gonna ticket it for swinging without showing themselves.
Ah, well, look who has arrived. The famous dog detectives of Bark Street. Hello, Snoop. Sniffy.
Good evening, Bean. Yes, you are correct. We are here to investigate this supposedly haunted swing.
It looks pretty stationary right now.
That's because we're crowding him. He needs his space.
He?
I'm calling the ghost Christopher. I just felt like that was his name.
I think Wiggles has lost it.
Tell us what you saw, Wiggles.
Well, last night, I was on a walk with my human owners. They took me all around the park, and just before heading back down Bark Street, we swung by the playground. While I'm investigating a tiny spot in the grass, I suddenly hear a creak and look up. The swing is swinging by itself. I immediately start barking and go crazy at it, as dogs like me do, of course. My human owner got pretty annoyed at me and started pulling me away, even though I was barking at them to look at the swing. And they didn't.
And once you started barking, did the swing stop?
No, the swing kept on swinging. It was, quite frankly, really scary. But we can't be afraid of Christopher. We have to help him move on.
Oh, brother.
I believe Wiggles. I saw the swing move too.
Tell us what you saw, Lorraine.
As you may or may not know, I've been working diligently on my vegetable garden all summer. It's almost harvest time, by the way. Everyone can have a veggie, but just one each.
And the swing?
Oh, right, the swing. Well, this morning I was watering my vegetables. I like to do that right at the crack of dawn because it's not too hot and I can see which vegetables have dew spots on them and which don't. My eggplants and tomatoes are really growing quite ripe.
The swing.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I'm just really excited about harvesting my garden.
We know.
Rude. No veggies for you, Bean.
I don't even like vegetables, so whatever.
Well, anyways, like I was saying before I was so rudely interrupted, I was watering my veggies in the early morning. The sun had just risen. I hear a creak, and I look over at the swing set. No one's allowed to swing before 8 a.m. And what do I see? The swing moving back and forth by itself.
And was it windy outside?
No, I'm positive, because when it's windy, my feathers get all out of sorts. It was very still.
And how fast was the swing swinging?
Let me think. It was going quite quickly, as if someone was on it, swinging themselves giddily. I just got the shivers.
Christopher is our friend!
Will you stop with the Christopher stuff? This isn't a ghost.
Then how do you explain it, Bean?
Well,
this is quite perplexing, but there must be an answer. So, the swing was swinging by itself last night and this morning, but it hasn't swung since.
Has anyone tried sitting on the swing and swinging themselves?
But Christopher's there!
That's a good idea, Sniffy. Maybe something about this swing is quite different. Maybe sniff around. Is that a spiderweb atop the swing set?
The swing sets in this park are so dirty. At the country club, the swing set there is in pristine condition. No spiderwebs or ghosts.
I thought you didn't believe in Christopher.
I think it's time someone tested out this swing.
Ooh, can I be the one to try it out?
Of course, laddie. Hop on.
There is a ghost. Christopher!
Oh, don't cover my veggies!
The ghostly swing!
Well, well, well. This certainly is something you don't see every day. A swing swinging by itself. It certainly seems like it could be a ghost, but there must be a rational explanation. Let's take a break while I ponder this over.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Oh, you're back. Perfect. I promise you it's okay. This swing is not haunted. It can't be. It can't be. There's always a logical and rational explanation to a mystery, and we're going to solve it, or my name's not Snoop.
Oh, I wasn't ready to deal with the spirits of the underworld.
It's okay. Christopher just wants to swing. It's okay, Christopher.
I can't believe I'm going to have to contend with ghosts in this park now.
Will everyone calm down, please? This isn't a ghost.
Then who is swinging the swing? Look at it go by itself.
I have to say, Snoop, this does seem pretty ghostly. Maybe it is a ghost. Maybe everything doesn't have to be explained in a rational and logical way.
Christopher's our friend.
How else can the swing be swinging?
Look, the spider web. That could have something to do with it. Maybe the spider saw something. The web trails off that way.
Into the creepy forest?
I say we go and find this spider and ask him some questions. He could have the answers to it all.
Okay, let's go.
We'll keep Christopher company while you're gone.
Thank you, Wiggles.
No, Christopher, come back!
That was terrifying.
Let me see.
What do you smell, Sniffy?
Does Christopher wear cologne?
I don't really smell anything, just metal and wires and mechanics.
Wires? Intriguing.
Are we still going to go track down this spider?
Yes, you three. Watch the swing and let us know if it starts swinging again.
He'll be back.
Well, I hope he doesn't come back.
As long as he doesn't touch my vegetables.
Wait up, Snoop!
The spiderweb leads into the creepy woods. We must run fast if we are to reach him.
Why is it so hard for you to believe in ghosts? Are you afraid?
Me? Afraid of air? Why, that's preposterous. I'm just annoyed that someone would make a mockery of my deduction skills and try to trick me. No, something else is going on here. That is no ghost.
Okay, then. I'm just saying it's weird you can't just believe in things that can't be explained.
I do believe in things that can't be explained. Like time, and life, and death, hope, and love. Concepts that no mind can fully understand or explain, because they just are. But ghosts on swings? No! Something else is going on here. Ah, here we are. Our eight-legged friend awaits. Hello, Kevin!
Snoop, Sniffy, surprised to see you here in these creepy woods. This is more of a spider's vibe, not two cute dogs.
We've been here before, but I didn't want to come just for the record.
We're here about a case. The swing set in the park.
Oh, yes. I just made a nice little web up in the corner of that one. Some of my finest work. Hope no one tears it down. See, the issue with all my beautiful webs is people are always tearing them down. So rude. And also, an act of violence against art. Ugh.
Sorry about all your webs. The one on the swing set is still there.
Okay, good.
Did you see the ghost?
The what?
The ghost, the one riding the swing.
I didn't see any ghost.
Did you see anything?
I have to think. I was quite busy on my web, but I believe some dog was messing around with the swing for some time. He kept jostling the chains. I heard a few beeps and creaks.
I knew it. The swing has been tampered with.
Yeah. I just caught him out of the corner of one of my eyes.
Did you see who it was?
No, but I definitely heard the squeaks of some wheels as they moved away. Maybe he jumped on a bicycle.
Or he has wheels of his own.
You mean?
Of course.
So there is no ghost?
No. I knew this could be explained away. Thank you for your help, Kevin.
You're welcome. Please just make sure no one ruins my web. That was a self-portrait for my mother. She loved when the webs were designed like portraits.
We will protect your web. Now, we must be off. We have a ghost to unveil.
I'm kind of upset. I wanted it to be a ghost.
I know, Sniffy. I'm sorry. Maybe there are ghosts out there. I don't know. I'm not an expert on that. But I just knew in my dog bones that this could be explained away. Now, let us hurry to Wheeler's Gadget Shack.
Wheeler up to his old tricks again.
Wheeler, I say, Wheeler, are you in there?
In the middle of something, but what can I do for you?
The swing. We know it was you.
Oh, is it working?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. I need to come see it.
Wheeler, we thought the swing was haunted by a ghost. What did you do?
I've been working on so many new gadgets and inventions, and one night while I was wheeling home, I noticed the swing set sitting all alone and bare. No one ever really uses it anymore, so I thought, what if I tweaked one of the swings so that it was electronic and swung on its own at the push of a button? So I tweaked the swing, hooked it up to a wireless electronic system, and connected it to this button trigger. I thought it wasn't working, but I guess all the time I've been haphazardly hitting it, it has been working. I must see this in action. To the swing set.
That all makes sense.
Not spooky at all.
Oh, hi. Christopher hasn't returned. Did you find anything out?
Wheeler, what are you doing here?
Ugh, do I have to give veggies to him too? Let me push the button trigger.
I knew it wasn't a ghost. I'll miss you, Christopher.
Oh boy, another one of Wheeler's gadgets. I might have to write you a ticket for that. Yes, I tweaked the swing. And now it can swing on its own at the push of a button. Who wants to hop on first?
I think it should be Sniffy. He never gave up on me and the investigation.
Really? Oh gee, okay. Wait, this is fun.
I get to go next. But I was Christopher's biggest supporter. It should be me.
Here, take the button trigger. You all can decide. I have more gadgets to invent. See ya.
You know what? I think it's about time for my nap. Thank you so much for joining us today. I'm sorry that a ghost didn't make an appearance, but when my instinct is kicking in, I can't just not investigate. I have to will out the truth. And today we did just that. Oh, Wheeler and his gadgets. If you enjoyed today's episode, you can find others just like it by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Always be investigating. But I'm seriously overdue for my nap, so I shall nap first and then be back on it. Goodbye. Woof woof.
Go Kid Go.
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe,
Frida,
Oprah,
Celia Cruz,
Josephine,
Greta,
Ruth,
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gail King.
I'm Andrea Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.